This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
The author of the book Roaring Back, The Fall and Rise of Tiger Woods, Kurt Sampson. And you can find it all over online, Amazon, bookstores, what have you. He joins us now. We're almost a year to the day.
Yeah, would have been celebrating the one-year anniversary.
So awesome. I'll always remember where I was for that. I was in the media room for game one, Blazers Thunder, watching Tiger Woods with probably 45 media members and all of us dead quiet waiting for him to seal it up. And everybody went ecstatic for it. And Kurt joins us now. Kurt, thanks for hopping on. Congratulations on the book. I want to start with where were you watching Tiger Woods win the Masters and make this comeback?
Usually I'm in Augusta for the Masters. Last year I was not, and unfortunately, and had to watch it at home, but I was glued to the tube like so many others for that drama, and thus the book. It seemed like such a unlikely, crazy, and popular win. It seemed like an occasion for some instant nostalgia in book form.
Yeah, well, it's amazing now that we can look back and it's kind of normal, and you wrote the book, it's he's won, and kind of that comeback has been capped off. But there was a lot of sports fans that felt like it was never going to happen. And you go back 2-3 years ago and even reference him winning another major. It seemed like this unthinkable thing. Where were you at on before this had happened, before you wrote the book on Tiger and his comeback and his ability to win another major championship?
Well, I'd say 6 months before his win, I was with those who had said, Tiger, no way. Wasn't he a good player, past tense? But then in November of 18 in Atlanta, Tiger won the Tour Championship, which was seemed to be out of nowhere for those of us who weren't aware of how effectively he'd rehabbed his back and his psyche after various traumas he endured. And that just gave an edge, I think, to the 2019 Masters that Tiger had won and could win again, really fueled the whole thing and just ratcheted up the drama even more.
Yeah, this is author Kurt Sampson, the book Roaring Back, The Fall and Rise of Tiger Woods. Look, I think a lot of us know about the fall. It was maybe one of the biggest sports stories of my lifetime when he really just came down from the top of the mantle of one of the sports icons to what he eventually went through for so long. Is there something that writing this book, we had heard so many different stories of the terrible or negative things that he had done. Was there something that surprised you in discovering when you wrote about the fall of it?
You know, I was surprised how global the opinions were of those who dealt closely with Tiger over the years. He really was, how do I put this somewhat kindly? He was not a people person. He didn't really get kindness or empathy or some of the basics of interaction that most of us take for granted. He was so purposeful. He's raised as to define himself as a golf champion and nothing else. So kindness, politeness, some of the basics kind of escaped him. But it seems that along with the renaissance in his golf game, he's matured finally. He seems to be enjoying life. He seems at the moment to be a much happier camper than he had been. And that just raised his appeal even further.
Yeah, and I'm curious, what was it that made you, I don't know how often you're around him and stuff, but I've always felt that way just from looking at it from afar. He seems to have changed his personality, and sometimes you just have to be humbled in order to do so, and it's understandable why he had such a big ego and was so driven before all of this stuff happened. Yeah. But just kind of what are the stuff that you notice just from him personality-wise that have changed since all of this?
The reasons are a bit mysterious, but we can make educated guesses, I suppose. His growing family, his two kids, he's, by all reports, a doting father. That alone could be the impetus for him to start taking a longer view of himself, maybe having some sensitivity as to how he was affecting other people in his orbit. If you have kids, you know they can change you quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Possibly that's what happened with Tiger. But through it all, he never lost this bulletproof confidence, this absolute self-identity, if that's a word. That's maybe a tortured compound noun, but he always thought of himself as a golf champion, no matter what, no matter what setbacks he had. He never gave up on himself.
Well, and this isn't to make an excuse for the way maybe he acted before everything came crashing down, because I think what you describe is what many people kind of felt from afar, right? He's just a robotic, lethal golf killer on the course, and he's scripted in almost every manner, commercials, what he says in front of media, etc. And then you get humbled like this. Obviously, his dad did wonders of creating such an amazing golfer and pro athlete, and you talk about the mental toughness when he's on the course. Is it fair to kind of run with the assumption, even though we're not clinical psychologists, is it fair to maybe run with the assumption that after this all came crashing down, he had to kind of learn what it was to be an adult, to be a human being, given how he was raised in this, you're a golfer and you got to win majors in almost a robotic fashion?
You know, I would love to know that answer, the answer to that. That's a very good question. I'd like to get it from Tiger's lips. And while mm-hmm. Tiger has lately said, actually in the wake of him learning that my book was coming out, he has threatened to write his second autobiography. But the truth is, self-analysis is not Tiger's strong suit. It's a good idea for us to speculate about him. He doesn't speculate very well about himself. Eventually he'll let us inside. I don't see it happening anytime soon. But he's a complicated, interesting kettle of fish. This is my second book about Tiger. The guy fascinates me.
Yeah, he's what he means to the game of golf is also incredible. And there's a lot of folks that get roped into watching the sport when he's involved and he's around. How do you begin to put into words just what that meant last year for the sport as a whole of him being back and winning another major?
Oh, it rejuvenated things. I'd say reignited interest in the sport. It never goes away. It's such a good game and a participant sport, moreover. Mm-hmm. But Tiger is the one guy who really moves the needle, and he has since he burst on the scene a couple of decades ago. It's no coincidence that the total prize money on the PGA Tour has gone up a lot during the Tiger era. And don't think his fellow competitors on the tour aren't grateful. So going to a tour event and asking questions about Tiger in hopes of finding a discouraging word is a fool's errand. To a man, the other guys love Tiger.
Yeah, Kurt Sampson is our guest. He wrote the book Roaring Back, The Fall and Rise of Tiger Woods. Tiger obviously winning the Masters last year to get that illustrious major championship he hadn't had in so long. Look, there's a lot of people that age-wise, they were raised with, you know, a dad, an uncle, an adult figure in their life where the adult figure was a big Tiger fan, but they were kind of maybe too young to really understand it. And then when they got of age, Tiger was this broken down, belittled individual who didn't treat women properly and kind of fell out of the spotlight in a positive way. And then he comes roaring back. In a sense, do you feel, Kurt, you said you've written two books about him now, you cover the sport. Do you feel like maybe something like rising out of the fall and winning a major championship maybe built a bigger fan base for him through all of this?
Oh, I think so. I've talked to umpteen people, a lot of them in Augusta, where Tiger's had so much success. You can picture in your mind, possibly a prototype of an Augusta National member. I've talked to a number of them who had sort of begrudging respect and admiration for Tiger because he'd done so well in his tournament. But now, what with his embrace of his family, a generally easier manner, they've come all the way around and they just like him not only like him, but they admire the guy now.
Yeah.
There were some on the fence fans who are now all on board for good old Tiger.
Well, it's hard to predict where his career goes because, as we just kind of alluded to, 4 or 5 years ago, not many people saw him getting back to this point, and now he is back and came close to winning a couple other majors. But I'll ask you just, where do you mean he's getting up there in age? It sounds like he's been dealing with some back issues again this year. Just kind of where do you see his career going from here?
I think there's the model for Tiger's career going forward presented to us by Ben Hogan 50 years ago. 60 years ago, I suppose. Hogan, the great champion of the 1950s, after his car and Greyhound bus crash, a head-on collision, after that, Ben Hogan played 5 to 8 tournaments a year. 5 to 8 was as much as his body could take and the most he could perform in at a high level. And he did perform at a high level with that abbreviated schedule. I think that's it for Tiger going forward as he eases into a career in golf course design eventually. Mm-hmm. I think as a competitor, it's going to be like a sighting, a very big deal when Tiger tees it up. In other words, the majors and a few more. That's in my somewhat informed opinion, I think that's what Tiger's gonna do, how he's gonna run his operation going forward.
Do you know if Tiger likes you? And do you think he is the greatest golfer of all time if he doesn't tie or beat Jack Nicklaus' record?
If Tiger likes me, I don't know. I think I'm probably a part of an amorphous mass of people who write about Tiger or comment on him that he would probably have no use for, but you know, I would like to have had his input a lot on this book and on the other, but he simply won't talk to me. He won't talk to almost anyone. I can think of 2, possibly 3 people in the media he will have a chat with, other than at a group interview. He'll have a conversation with Doug Ferguson, the AP golf writer, and with David Faherty. Beyond that, the rest of us are left guessing and speculating, and we have to make do with that.
Do you think he's the greatest golfer of all time, even if he doesn't tie the record or beat it?
He's definitely the greatest of his era of all time. Boy, that, you know, we really need to have some beer bottles between us to settle that score.
Bring them to Portland. We got nothing but time right now.
Yeah, me too. yeah, I mean, you can have Nicklaus. Brandon can have Bobby Jones. I'll take Tiger. We can mix and match. Greatest of all time. I don't know. It's a fun debate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a theory that I think he golfs till probably in his 50s, gets to a point where he just can't even do it anymore. And I might be way off on this because nobody really knows. I think he is going to go down as one of the greatest sports commentators of all time at some point. I think he is going to be great for the game. Yeah, I do.
Interesting.
I think he'll be Tony Romo-esque.
Somebody, you know, that's interesting. I think it was Verdi who said to me that, or no, or maybe it was Jerry Tardy, the editor of Golf Digest, who was doing something or other with Tiger, and he said he was amazingly spontaneous and quick.
Mm-hmm.
I had never thought of him being a great commentator, but boy, the guy's surprised us all a few times, so maybe so.
Well, Kurt, thanks so much for hopping on with us. Again, congratulations on the book. I know it came out in October, but congratulations on all the success you've had with this book. Thank you for hopping on with us. Roaring Back, The Fall and Rise of Tiger Woods. Kurt Sampson, our guest, the author of its second book on Tiger Woods. And Kurt, maybe when the quarantine's over and you make your way out to the Pacific Northwest, we'll have the beers ready for you and we can get hammered and we can debate who the greatest golfer is of all time.
Hey, don't forget that offer because I may well take you up on it.
Absolutely. We're ready to talk Tiger King and Tiger Woods, all right?
Deal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.